The good news is we're nice and cozy in the studio right now. Got Adam Moe and Bump Blomberg here.
Rowdy. We're snuggling, snuggling hard.
Snuggling hard.
Snuggling, yeah.
So, was giving Hugo, as yeah. they say.
Yes.
That's it. But they're back here on the show. I'm glad that they're joining me here on the air. And thanks for coming back, you guys.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a very big year for you guys. So I know that
we've been busy.
Maybe you're tired of your instruments already.
I don't know. No.
We're tired of each other.
Yeah, I'm that's sure. exactly it.
No question.
Maybe for several years.
Hey, before we start, guess what?
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 This is important. It's my my parents' 50th anniversary.
Norman.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
The Norm.
Yeah.
50?
Yeah. Yeah. So if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even be here.
I guess
so. So take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Norman Printha.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Well, let's start out with a song. Let's just get the music going.
Okay.
We were fighting about what we were going to play, and I don't know. What, yeah, still don't know what.
No,
what
we don't know what we're going to play. Let's. We'll do a track off our current album. This is called My Baby's Kisses.
My baby's kisses, that's what I miss is. My baby's kisses can always make me smile. My baby's kisses, I know what this is. My baby's kisses never going out of style. All the letters that we wrote could sink each and every boat. Kisses won't satisfy until then we'll only try. Wearing sugar for a coat, heads or tails, and that's a quote. Forever love will never say goodbye. My baby's kisses, that's what I miss is. My baby's kisses can always make me smile. My baby's kisses, I know what this is. My baby's kisses never going out of style. Whether near, very far, see the moon can't be a star. Look a window, not a door, opens up a little more. Mostly miles in a car out where the gravity beats a dog. Forever love is all we're asking for. My baby's kisses, that's what I miss is. My baby's kisses can always make me smile. My baby's kisses, I know what this is. My baby's kisses never going out of style. Will I dream of her tonight with my pillow held so tight? In her arms I'll long to stay, I know there will come a day. Dusky silence is a light, I'll be sure and shine bright. River love will never ask it for. My baby's kisses, that's what I miss is. My baby's kisses can always make me smile. My baby's kisses, I know what this is. My baby's kisses never going out of style, yeah. My baby's kisses, that's what I miss is. My baby's kisses can always make me smile. My baby's kisses, that's not what this is. My baby's kisses never going out of style. Yes, the kisses never going out of style. My baby's kisses never going out of style.
All right, Pushing Chain, My Baby's Kisses. And you said that was from your latest album, Sorrows Always Swim.
Yeah, it is.
You've seen some good support for that album since it came out. It was like in the spring, right?
Yeah. It's been a little over a year.
Yeah, it's been a little over a year.
Fall of 18.
Excellent. Cool stuff.
Incidentally, that song, we were on a radio show called The Happy Trucker. And The Happy Trucker said that song, My Baby's Kisses, is pretty annoying. A live interview, just like this, you know. We weren't playing. He was playing tracks off. It wasn't, you know, live instruments. And I said, as the songwriter, I said, really? And he said, yeah, you know, but it kind of grows on you eventually. And so what do you say except
so
for
does
thank
fungus,
you?
Though,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly, right?
That's the epitome of a backhanded compliment.
Yeah,
exactly. The thing about that song is it's 99% chorus. So,
like they say, like our friends say in Nashville, "Don't bore us, get to the chorus."
Well, there you go. I mean, play it in Nashville and not that place in Texas.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, speaking of going around, you did go do a lot of traveling this year. So tell us where you hit up and where didn't you go? Maybe.
Well, we did the East Coast for quite a chunk of time last spring. And in the summer, we were all over the middle part of the country and down into Texas and over to Louisiana.
We spent most of, or 3 weeks in August out in Colorado.
Yeah, we were out there. Where else did we go?
Well, one of the highlights certainly is when we played Woody Fest in Okemah, Oklahoma, and on July 14 and 15 of July.
Because, right? You know, there's nowhere better to be than Oklahoma
so
in July.
So it was 106 degrees Fahrenheit, real temp.
Yeah. It's either that or a tornado, I would imagine.
Exactly. Yep.
And so you have the portalette, the bathrooms. You've never known heat. It was the most unique sauna that I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Unique is not the adjective I would have used.
Well, the steam in there, though, I found was really good for my pores. It kept me young.
You know, our bigger guys don't do so well in the heat, you know, Will.
We also played the Kerrville Folk Festival down in Kerrville, Texas.
Right, Bump's got that hat.
That was a good one.
Which is an 18-day festival of songwriters. That was pretty great.
Did you play all 18 days?
No, we played on the first day.
Opening night.
Nice. Opening night. Cool.
Main stage. Yeah, it was great.
And so you mentioned the Guthrie Fest. So you got to be on stage with Arlo Guthrie?
Yeah, no? he closes out the festival, and then if you're hanging around backstage, he'll call any musician up to sing "This Land Is Your Land," which was pretty cool. Who is the guy from Old Crow that played right before him? Folk singer? I'm spacing his name right now.
You know, a little fella.
He also plays with David Rawlings' Machine. Oh, man.
I can't remember. I can see the guy.
Anyways.
Anyone wants to call in, they can let us know.
There was a certain small change a little bit early.
Exactly. That was great.
He's right on my on the tip of my brain.
Carl would know, but he's out of the state right now. So too bad.
So they had a great backstage at the Woody Guthrie Festival, and so Adam.
They had a taco truck
the last
there.
Night. There's a taco
that's
truck.
That's what
back
Adam
there.
Remembers.
So Adam goes to, you know, we'd been hanging out there for a few days. Adam goes and he orders a couple tacos, doesn't see any prices. And the guy says, well, it's gratis. It's free for entertainment.
Free for the artist.
So we were both like, we could have been eating free tacos backstage from a taco truck.
So I ordered 37 tacos to make up
them
for
in
it.
Your pockets,
Pushing Chains joining me right now. That's where you should have had like a purse to just put them in.
Or, exactly. Well, I would call it a man bag.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
A merce.
Let's do another song here from Pushing Chain.
This is another one off our current album. This is a song I wrote called Between Teardrops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How can we leave this place rarely seen? Now we're back home, marked with love like a stone. And after you'd left, I guess I'd be right in saying only cold hearts make snow from. It's so lonely between the teardrops, like we're downstream from what's meant to be. I'm so lonely between the teardrops. He's got you, it's lonely teardrops for me. Now can a peacock be prouder for no
It's so lonely between the teardrops, like we're downstream from what's meant to be. I'm so lonely between the teardrops. He's got you, it's lonely teardrops for me. It's lonely teardrops for me.
Pushing Chain with us right now on the Scenic Route on WTIP Between Teardrops. That was the sweetest note I ever heard you hit, Adam.
Which one? That first one?
The last one.
Oh, that's a sweet one.
It's a good one. That's also on their album, Sorrows Always Swim.
When we recorded that one, I turned to the guys. I said, I think we're going to be responsible for a second baby boom.
With that song right there?
With that song, but never really. I don't think it's turned out
that way. It's a pretty sad song. I don't know if it would get people in the mood.
I just thought people might want to kiss and make up afterwards or something.
Oh, that's true.
Kiss and makeup.
Makeup.
Exactly.
I just noticed this. I don't know. Have you always had that five string violin?
Well, not
you
always,
playing, but playing that this entire
years,
time,
yeah.
You didn't switch it out on me here.
Yep.
I thought you had a viola for a second.
Well, I do, but yeah. It's also a fiddle.
Play that low C note.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
The low one is, it's on. So the low one is,
right.
A little rattly for some reason.
It's almost cello-ic.
Yeah, so you got the regular G, which would be the lowest on a fiddle, and then the lowest on mine is... Got another fifth down.
Most have four. He's got five.
Sure. Yeah, I need that many because I don't have much to say with four. So,
So he auditioned. We went over to a friend of ours, Gary Bartek, down in the Twin Cities, Northeast Minneapolis. He makes those, and he has a proprietary pickup in there. Gary does, and Adam auditioned probably 12-15 five strings.
Well, I
that
played
day.
All of them that he had.
And so Gary said, "Well, take one. What's your tour schedule? All we're going to be busy for the next couple of weeks here. Take it, play it on the gig, and then, you know, if you don't like it, come back and bring a new one." So we were playing 318, a little listening room out in Excelsior where we play quite a bit. And Adam brought that thing out that first night, and he hasn't set it down since. And that was...
Yeah, I like it.
Four
it's really
years
good
ago.
With a duo thing because, first of all, it gives me another, you know, whole other fifth to work with, lower. And... the way that this fiddle's real dark too. It doesn't play real loud. It's not screechy unless I make it that way. And which is nice because I need to kind of stay out of the way a lot of times with just the two of us.
Right.
So
you could have like just the chicks in the background.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. The chicks.
Yeah. The chicks in the background. That can mean several different things.
We're not like a lot of other bands where everybody plays at full volume all the time. We're just We like to stay out of each other's way.
So we're having another maniversary coming up here. Not too long. March, it'll be 22 years.
Yep. Maniversary.
22 years of playing together, yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep, started right down the hill here.
That's two 11-year itches.
Right. That's two 11-year itches. We've been saying it's 3 7-year itches for our 21st. So we're renting. How are you? Adam and Emily owned a house right down here on 4th, and my ex-wife, Chris, and I were living across the street, and we got together and played once, and then next thing you know, we were playing David Mary Kate's Wedding 4 days later down at Lutzen Resort.
Yeah, that was our first gig. Yep.
Let's do one of the first tunes we harmonized on. How about that before
be
I met you?
All right.
This is probably the first tune we ever played together.
All right. Pushing Chain, taking it back.
1, 2, 3, 7, 6, 9.
I thought I had seen pretty girls in my time. That was before I met you. Well, I never saw one that I wanted for mine. That was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you. But that was before I met you. Well, I said that no woman could ever hold me. But that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought that was before I met you. They tell me you reap just what you have sown, and darling, I hope that's not true. For once I laid plans for living alone. That was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. And I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you. Well, that was before I met you.
Adamo.
There you go. Pushing Chain joining me on the air today. You can catch him at the Gunflint Tavern tonight at 7:30. So you said that was one of the first ones you harmonized on. So that was an original, a Pushing Chain.
That's an old-timey bluegrassy
thing. Yeah.
Oh, man, see, I don't even know what it was.
Bluegrass, old-timey canon.
There we go.
That's the first time we thought maybe our voices would fit together. So
there you go. I want to say it was like an album in like 99 or something. Was that the first one?
Yeah.
Someone just asked me if to play a song from that on
definitely
Scenic Cruise.
And
it was, I really, really had to dig around for it. Yeah. So
well, people used to, they'd kind of disappear here from the station, so we would keep bringing them back. Now our closet is empty.
Yeah, we don't have any more of those.
No.
No one's gone.
You might find it on eBay.
Well, you might, but certainly it'd be more expensive.
Anyone really wants a copy, I think I have one digitally somewhere.
There we go. I was going to ask, Bump, recently I saw on social media of some kind you posted an article involving young Bump Lomberg and the Goonie Birds.
Yes.
Were you still playing with that? First off, it looked like a fascinating
went to university education when I was 19, got on the road with these guys. We all, it was a garage band.
Did you read the thing?
Yeah, I read the whole
thing. I liked the part where it said that you were tiresome at times.
Yeah.
That was my favorite line in the whole part.
They did compliment his voice, though.
Yeah,
a little bit.
No,
but that's why I made him tiresome.
I talked to Ryder about it, actually. He said he thought that guy had drawn the short straw and didn't want to go to that show.
Right.
And so he was kind of nasty about it. But there were a couple funny ones. I like tiresome at times.
Well, yeah. So we would held down the Sunday night spot at the Caboose for many years, and then we were touring nationally. It was a hippie band. I guess they call them jam.
There was like
bands,
nine or ten people in
there. Oh, a whole bunch of us. Oh,
that particular version was an octet, right? It was eight of you.
So,
big money when you travel.
Yeah, Adam actually now sings and plays with us over the years because we lost a couple of our bandmates to tragic circumstances. One overdosed on heroin, Steve Rumler, and another one was murdered by her husband, actually, Jessica Schwartzbohr. So I've seen a lot of tragedy there, but we're still playing, the core of us, and, it's fun.
That's good. How often do you get together with them?
About twice a year, maybe.
Twice, some years, four or five. We played up at Papa Charlie's years ago a couple of times, nice. And,
very cool.
Wherever.
What's next for the two of you? I know that there's more touring in the future.
Well,
it's just a
question of survival,
Yeah. Yeah, on the large scale, answer that question.
Pay off the last album. We got a few things we got to finish up there.
Still
and
paying.
Then, eventually here we want to do a live album. And, Adam's been writing and I got a few things in the hopper. So
we've got a big tour starting in February that's taken us through Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas,
Nebraska?
New Mexico, and Colorado, and
nice.
Nebraska. Yeah,
whole
so
Southwest
that's
there.
That's about four weeks worth. That's a fun one.
Yep.
Are you writing any more songs about small creatures that enter your ear?
No, not this time. No, this time I was actually the last one I wrote, and we're not going to do it here. But the last one I wrote was I was thinking a little bit like how in the early days of rap, like old school, where they would take shots at other artists.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
they still do that.
I guess they do. I've kind of fallen away from the rap game, but
after the Beastie Boys and the Sugar Hill Gang,
after the Sugar Hill Gang, I kind of lost track. But you ever go to your friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? Anyway,
and the chicken tastes like wood.
Tastes like wood.
Love Rapper's Delight.
I love it too. It's great. What's that? Oh, he's coming in here.
Oh, it's just Captain Matt.
Oh. I've got a message, I guess.
Matthew Brown here. He's the Le Grand Fromage here.
Okay,
he?
We
He's
had big Amy Grillo read
Amy.
My mind.
Oh, what'd she say?
Because she's got a request, and it's actually the one that if no one else was going to request this, I was going to Redbox.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, let's do that.
I assume Gino's not too far away from her there.
I forget what we were talking about, but that last song
Rapper's Delight.
That last song I wrote takes some shots at folk music as a general...
Oh, I love it. I can't wait.
The folk scare. Yeah. We call ourselves folk musicians because it's a big tent. What I mean?
And to me, if you're playing on wood, you're a folk musician.
Yeah, wooden instrument.
Did you say folk scare?
Yeah, that's what Jerry Garcia called that, Kingston Trio, Peter Paul and Mary, late 50s, early 60s. He called it the folk scare.
The great folk scare. And he'd say, the great folk scare.
Yes, indeed.
Cool. Let's do Breadbox.
Let's do that. Another track off of our current album. This is about a young fellow, maybe in the 1920s, 1930s, and he's trying to win the hand of the gal down the road, and he's having a hard time doing it. And he's got putting some money together, a little dowry in his breadbox for the younger folks out there. Breadbox is where people used to keep their bread.
It's kind of box shaped.
It's a box, and it's usually made out of metal.
There's many things larger than it and smaller than it.
And smaller than it.
Right. So this is called Bread Box.
How can I love enough? Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
she's bound to roam. I never want to love enough. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'd come home to me. Parlor, I would make a pot of tea. We'd be sitting talking smart all night. She never wanna leave. But I don't have a parlor, but I'd make that pot of tea. And I'm wishing she'd come on back with mother feathers. How can I love another? Lord, you know she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'd come home to me. Well, if I had a pasture, all my horses 20 inches tall, mason jars and cellars, firewood stacked up the Chinese wall. But I ain't got a pasture, my muley's rather small, and I love that gal in winter and spring and summer and fall. How can I love another? Lord, you know she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'd come home to me. All California's golden wedding band, and that's gonna marry me. I've yet to buy that wedding band, but I'm down on bending knee, and I'll live longer than all my days and deeper than the deepest sea. How can I love another? Lord, you know she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'll come home to me.
Yeah,
I'm betting on the red box, money in the red box, she'll come home to me.
Just because you write it doesn't mean you can play it all the time.
No, that's true, okay? Just barely made it through.
Yeah. We hit the same.
I was like bear running downhill.
We got together at the very last note, which is all you really.
That's
need.
All that matters, exactly.
Yeah, that's the word they remember.
You'll look brilliant. Pushing Chain. Hey, that was for Amy Griller. She requested that one.
Thank you, Amy.
Great local musician as well. And you can see these guys tonight, 7:30 tonight at Gunflint Tavern. And Bump, you mentioned you're also going to be doing some après ski. Coming up.
Yes, what do we have here? We're at Lutzen Resort tomorrow night, 7 to 10.
Papa Charlie's Sunday.
Monday, we're off. And then Tuesday, New Year's Eve, we're on till about 7:30 to 10 or so at Papa Charlie's.
Awesome.
And then we have a private show on New Year's Day. So.
Yep.
Very busy. Plenty of opportunities to see you guys.
All of a sudden.
Adam's in county. He's in county.
Got to get in while you can. Before we go, I wanted to mention, I adore your shirt, Adam.
So my wife got me like a baker's dozen cool T-shirts for Christmas.
Yeah.
This is the Cones of Dunshire. It's about the cones.
Yeah. Thank God he's got some new T-shirts. He got a meat raffle T-shirt when we played the Minnesota State Fair this year.
It's black and it says in red lettering, meat raffle.
Meat raffle. Yeah. And he wore that thing. That's probably threadbare by now.
I love that. The acclaimed board game from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it's a fake board game.
You can see it because actually what's going on is outside across the way, we're kind of using this as a test run of our new video camera.
There it is.
Hey, oh, folks.
So
how about that?
Radio, visual radio, novel concept, never been done before.
Never.
I don't know if it's going to go up, but we're kind of testing it out. So
that's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
You've heard of Tiny Desk.
Of course.
Large Cabinet Concert.
Large Cabinet.
I don't know.
Big Shelf.
Yeah.
There we go. Do you guys have time for one more quick one before we head out here?
Of course.
I already untuned my instrument.
What?
And then you're just going to be playing on hard mode.
Let's do like a Dylan tune or something.
I
I'm like, yeah, why not?
Which one?
I don't know. There's only a couple.
We were talking to Butch Hancock. Now I'm dropping names, but we were staying up late playing in a parking lot playing with Butch Hancock and the Flatlanders and, you know, et cetera. Was it Butch Hancock? No, it wasn't. It was Kinky Friedman. We heard a quote about Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I like all of his lyrics and both of his melodies.
Yeah, yeah. Which is pretty funny.
That's how they talk down there too. It just comes out.
Tom T. Hall was the first artist that like the listeners of the station taught me about.
I'd never heard Tom T. Hall. I love Tom T.
And then someone taught me Sneaky Snake, and then my life changed.
We're going to do a Tom T. Hall song now. Right,
Let's do that.
This was a number one hit in 1969 for many weeks, maybe months. He had three number ones off this album, and at one time he had like 8 tunes in the top 50, top 40.
Yeah, that he'd either written or was singing.
Yeah, he's something else. This is called A Week in a Country Jail. Don't let it happen to you.
Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail. I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me. Said that I was speeding through their town. They said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. Well, I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. They motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said that if they let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double 'cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. By now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, I had thought that I had been forgotten when the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. So I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. Well, that part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge would be here any day. Well, the jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful. But she brought that hot bologna every day. After 7 days, she got to looking so much better. I asked her if she'd like to run away. Next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had. He said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
There we go.
Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad.
Norman Printha.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks for having us on, Will.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks to Adam and Bump here for pushing chain. Tom T. Hall, the best song ever written about hot bologna, probably.
Yeah.
We're going to play you out with Lucky You, Lucky Him, and these guys tonight, 7:30, and we'll have all the gigs up on the music calendar at WTIP.org.
Thanks again.